Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
you got it! It's time for episode 647 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have passed Checkpoint, Joker, Jokic. They swept the Lakers on the road to summer 2023. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater. Howard Kramer, and with me as always, Brett, Peter, Pietro, Pietras, Morris, a.k.a. Starr. What's up, Starr?
What's up? Have a summer, LeBron.
Have a summer, LeBron. And yeah. Possibly the Celtics, too. We'll find out tonight.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah.
Barring my Warriors winning, this is exactly the outcome I wanted.
There you go. Once they went down, you go, wow, wouldn't it be cool to see two sweeps?
Yeah,
in the finals, in the conference finals.
And especially these sweeps.
These sweeps, right on. Well, let's get swept up in this episode and bring in our guest.
Here he comes now.
You know him from Who Charted 546, Who Charted 588, and Who Charted 618. Please welcome back to the charts a funny gentleman who has just recorded a Comedy Central featured set, Brody Reed.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up?
It's
good
great
to have
because,
you back on the charts.
Absolutely. Actually, when I did my Comedy Central set, my intro was been on Who Charted three times.
Nice.
Hey, nicely done. Did that get you a standing ovation before you even began?
Yeah, literally it ate up like 2 minutes. So that's your fault.
Right on.
You counted down all the charts.
Yeah.
That you were a part of.
Some chart themes, started wrapping them. Right.
Are you holding a recorder over there?
Yeah, I have a recorder.
Not a recording device, but a flute-style recorder.
A flute-style recorder.
Lizzo of recorder?
I might be. I literally just took my first lesson. So honestly, I might be. It might be in me. But
What drove you to that?
I have to learn a song on the recorder by like Friday for a comedy show.
Okay.
It's so funny because
these specialty shows are out of control.
I know.
A recorder show now.
You
get 5 minutes, but you got to do a recorder tune.
Yeah. Comics hate doing like homework comedy shows.
Yes. Yes.
And this comedy show is literally like high school themed. So we have to do homework for
Like book reports, play the recorder, like weird stuff they make you do in high school.
Yeah, like weird stuff. It's a weird variety show. Like I'm still kind of down with the premise, so I don't mind. And they like gave us time to do it. I was just like, oh, this is fresh. I remember when I like wasn't getting paid for this in my 20s and stuff.
Exactly. It's a throwback.
Yeah, so I did it, and now I have to learn Yellow by Coldplay on the recorder.
On the recorder?
Yeah.
Wow.
I bet it'll sound more upbeat somehow on the recorder.
I think so.
Than the real version.
Yeah.
Which one's Yellow by Coldplay?
It was all yellow. It just keeps saying everything's down yellow. Left. Yeah. I think I tweeted this at one point, but it blows my mind knowing any band I've ever been a part of to get through a rehearsal. Like if somebody presented the song Yellow and we're singing those lyrics, to not just devolve into piss jokes.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, Yellow
the
Snow.
The idea of just taking this song seriously as a band and getting through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And just all the way to recording. It just seems impossible to me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like,
or like, song,
for sure. Look at my piss. Look at my, you know.
My mind goes to the highlighter, of course. I would be highlighting the lyrics. And...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Get Eminem to rap a verse on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. But why don't I record the history? I'll wrap the history of recorded music and then we'll take a look at our music chart.
Feel free to do any recorder fills if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know three chords. I know the chords to Yellow. Do you guys
nice. Or just you can blurt out anything you want between my my raps.
Oh, I will. Here we go.
Music. We used to play LPs, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs?
Toot.
Toot. Give me an outro solo.
We
are you
can't,
just is we can't an air hear solo?
It. You can't
we
hear,
can't
it?
Hear it because Zoom blocks the sound unless you
honestly
hit the
that's
setting.
For the better. Zoom is wait, like, you know what?
Zoom
this sucks. The high frequency, it sucks.
Oh, Zoom blocks high frequency, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it blocks background noise. So it's assuming that that's like an air conditioning unit.
Just one of the ways Zoom is discriminatory, and we will be involved in the class action lawsuit.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Now I know why Joey Lauren Adams doesn't have a podcast.
Mm-hmm. They're squeaky. Remember her.
Okay.
Deep cut.
Deep pull.
So let's go back to the Spotify charts. Take a break from iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, see what's going on streaming. Coming in at number five, Lil Durk and J. Cole with All My Life.
Interesting.
Not the Foo Fighters song, I'm assuming.
They be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get forward. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going to
I love that.
I'm famous as fuck. See how you gonna joke about stimulus, but they really had came.
You hit them high, I'll hit them low. Well, I think you make a great point about the iHeart because I don't feel like we would have got that song on the iHeart Radio countdown.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the different they aggregate things differently on Spotify.
Spotify is unfortunately what the culture is right now, anyway.
Yeah.
Ugh. And we hate it. That means it's
Spotify is a lot more like the traditional charts are more resilient to like quick daily fads that don't really mean anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But Spotify will get sometimes
whatever's going on that
it'll tell you what the fads are. Yeah. Be like, hey, these are the fad lists.
Because like if somebody drops an album, like a big name like Drake or something, it'll just be like 1 through 20 are just the album.
Right. It's real numbers. Real talk.
And you just have to face the reality, I guess.
Yeah.
They give you, in a way, too much of a micro view. Mm-hmm. You kind of got to zoom out from a daily view to see what's really popular.
Yeah. That sounded okay. It sounded like one of those songs that is going to be about, you know, deep societal issues. Uh-huh. It's got that kind of music, that kind of beat.
I think
no like dogs are getting let out.
I feel like the only time like rappers kind of like go like even close to political, but then it's like still a hit is when they talk about people's bills. And as soon as I heard that lyric, I was just like, oh, I like the song. I was like,
right.
I have bills relevant.
Oh yeah.
I pay those.
Yeah. I'm worried about paying those.
Yeah. That's like the old, like local politician tactic.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Relate to the common man.
Yeah.
It works.
It's kind of genius though. I've never thought about like, if I was writing a check or paying a bill, like, mm-hmm. Oh, this would be good. This would be a good idea for a song right now.
Fuck, like, it sucks having to pay this. It sucks. Yeah. We all pay these.
Yeah. Like no one to say what everyone's thinking. It's kind of hard sometimes.
They never talk about collections agencies calling you though.
Yeah. Right.
Like that feels like the, even more of a plight.
You know,
everyone has to deal with.
Yeah. They never rap about Jehovah's Witnesses knocking on your door. And you think it's important. It was like, it's the morning on us. It's a Sunday. Who is knocking on my door?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah. What's and I don't that? Have a moment. I don't have a moment. That's what the title of the song is.
What did Jehovah's complain about in their rap songs?
I think
people don't
just
be answering
the holidays.
Yeah, I had someone knock on my door recently just to like read from like the regular Bible. And I was just like, you think people don't know about this? Go get out of here. I sprayed a hose at him. Get out of here.
They might as well bring McDonald's to your house. Yeah. Have you ever had this?
Honestly,
before?
No, I haven't. What is it? 20 piece nuggets?
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Grupo Frontera and Bad Bunny with Un X102.
Okay.
Solo cuando veo las fotos y los videos que tengo de ti. Salí con otra para olvidarte y tenía el perfume que te gusta a ti. Prendo para irme a dormir porque duermo mejor si sueño.
I know that word.
¿Por qué?
I know that word.
Drink. Yell out the ones you know.
I know, wow.
Wow.
None there.
Any of those.
Photos.
Nice.
Buenos
días.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
That's challenging when you get called on, like, how many of those words do you actually
know? I heard Dormir. I heard
Dormir.
Stuff like that. I should know way more Spanish, but hey, I am pretty close to fluent in Japanese, so at least I got that.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. But I tried to learn Spanish probably like 7 times. I don't think that's even like weird for like our generation.
Wow. In Japanese,
mm-hmm.
it's time for Who Charted?
Yeah, absolutely. Ima wa bangumi Who Charted?
Nice.
You got to go phonetical or it's nice. Not real Japanese.
Right.
Yeah, I think that song sounded good. The funny thing about like, any song in like a different language is like that song like could have been about like the most gangster shit ever, but like to us it'll still sound like, you know, like birthday party, like quinceañera music or something.
Yes, yeah.
And maybe that's like music. The appeal.
Yeah, they got some real the narco corridos. They got some serious like drug trafficking, kidnapping music. Yeah. It does sound just like that.
We covered a great example of one Narco Corrido song on Two Charted a week or two ago.
Cool.
And it was it was a cool song, but it was scary. Like to watch the video.
The two guys have great chemistry.
Yeah.
There's two young gangster guys. You picture they're old grizzled guys, but they're like guys who look like they're 21.
The scariest part is how young they seem. Like
interesting.
They just seem like kids from your high school that wouldn't listen to any reason. You know, they would just be relentless.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me, but it's actually pretty sick. I should get into it. I think mariachi is actually pretty good. I haven't dived in.
Yeah, like not all of it's great. You got to dig for the gold, but
of course.
You would probably like this video. It's compelling.
I only listened to like reggae for 2 years and now I know a lot of good reggae.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Howard was saying for that genre, like you almost have to get a stamp of endorsement from DeMarcos.
You have to have permission to talk about things that happen to certain cartels, and the cartels pay for, you know, they commission guys to do songs about certain things that have happened.
Right.
So it's just a whole other way of
that's actually just
about
a new revenue stream. as long as you don't have to shoot anyone, that sounds pretty good to me. I definitely rap about some shit like that.
If gangs paid you to do rap songs, like we want you to talk about this thing we just did or something.
Cool.
You
know? I'd be like, absolutely.
They should have a different check on Twitter, you know, if they're like official, verified.
Official cartel.
Yeah, like green, white, and red and stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
Honestly, it'd be sick. We should do that for regular like rap culture. Like instead of having to pretend you're a gangster, you just are hired by one gang and then everyone understands that.
And then you're just their mouthpiece. These guys say like if they get put in jail or whatever, they want their legend to grow while they're sitting in jail. So these songs playing help to remind people that, you know, who they are and what they do.
Not different from what we do over here.
Nah. Yeah. Who charted will play once we're in jail. It'll still be out there. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Oh, Bad Bunny again. This time for solo with Where She Goes.
Maybe this is about Kylie. They are linked romantically. Hey, I know that one.
Wow, again.
He's menacing sounding.
Yeah. It's in Spanish, sounds a lot like Japanese if you don't know what they're saying.
Okay. There's a lot of Japanese. Do they rhyme a lot, the end of Japanese words?
Yes, technically, but because they're like conjugated, but like I've been listening to Japanese rap and I would say they only care about rhyming half of the time. Really more about like just like like the style, or maybe they're just bad rappers. I haven't figured it out yet. I'm like really close to figuring it out.
That must be hard though to try to figure out.
It's pretty fun. It's still pretty fun. Yeah, I'm not even sure.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Morgan Wallen with Last Night. This thing won't leave the charts.
That's going to be so many people's first guitar song.
Yeah.
It sounds easy.
Very true.
Like Smoke on the Water.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's being played by a computer.
GPT.
Yeah,
baby.
I think it's just real waiting.
What if you found out that GPT already took over country music?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wouldn't be surprised at all. It really sounds like every note of that guitar line is being punched in.
It's tweaked in, yeah. One note at a time. I wonder if like people brag about, hey man, this thing was everywhere. You'd hear it on iHeartRadio, you'd hear it on Spotify. It was just,
I mean, the crazy thing is I feel like if you took the sounds and the singing and like changed them a little bit, it sounds like what we had with Bad Bunny earlier. It seems kind of like and the rap song earlier. I feel like they're all like pop
they have that
songs
sound signature.
Without having to say that they're like
absolutely
pop songs.
Yeah. It's kind of like they're all fast food. You know what I mean? Like Taco Bell is more similar to McDonald's than it is to like a taco stand.
Yeah, you know they are fast food. And you know what? Yeah, I mean, like, I know where my favorite fries are at 1 in the morning when I'm trying to go home. They're at Del Taco. I want those fries. So there's nothing wrong with fast food, but it is fast food for sure.
Yeah.
When did the fast food, because I went into a McDonald's the last week. I had been in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When did they all go like computer? Like there was nobody at the counter.
Pretty recent.
It's just like.
Yeah.
the last couple of years.
I feel like it's pretty recent. But it feels like this weird hybrid system because, like,
there's
the computers,
still people making it back.
There's still people at the register, and then they're just watching you use the computer, feeling guilty, you're putting them out of a job.
Yeah, it's like the airport where you go to the kiosk, but then they're like supervising you.
Yeah.
But it did,
one or the other, like pick one.
Yeah. It did, though. It's like a definite dividing line. Like I mean, my whole life you walk in and there's just weirdos back there. And now it felt like a bus station or a library or something.
Interesting.
Sometimes they go, hey, do you need any help using the screen or whatever?
Interesting.
Like, this is designed.
Yeah. That's a transitionary draw.
Idiots.
Yeah.
You just hit the fries.
Big pictures of fries and burgers. Yeah.
It's like half like that at the grocery store even these days. Every time I go, there's like three lanes max open. No, two lanes, honestly.
Yeah.
And then it's just like all of those, and it sucks for me because I get a lot of groceries.
Oh, you get everything at once?
Yeah, I'm not trying to bag it everything.
I shop like the Europeans. I go in for a few things at a time.
Just go into the deli.
You walk out with one egg.
I get a tall bag of groceries, a brown tall bag, and then I have two baguettes and something green sticking out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Classic.
Art directed walk to the car where you just have like the perfect.
And I leave
bag.
Them up on the car. Yeah.
Congrats on that.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Esleban Armado and Peso Pluma with.
Holy shit.
Baila Sola. This is a serious.
Peso Pluma is the skinny guy from the song we're talking about, El Belicon.
The narco Corrido
one.
Oh, wow.
It means featherweight. His name's Peso Pluma.
Interesting. That's cool.
Yeah.
They often have like better guitar work.
Yeah.
It's like more traditional.
More menacing.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah, traditional Mexican guitar is menacing. It's so many things.
It's threatening.
I mean, when you think about it, that's kind of like a...
Yeah,
that's
an Antonio
like
Banderas movie.
It's metal guitar, but played on an acoustic.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people have been killed with that playing in the background. Wow, this has got to be a narco corrido, narco trafficking song. We're right on top of it, Start. This was number one.
Yeah. I'm such an idiot. I was just, I clicked the lyrics button, just to be like, hey, let me see like what the lyrics are about. And then, of course, it was all Spanish.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Hit your computer. What?
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of trends come and go on this program, and this stuff getting to number one is very interesting. I mean, this is almost as interesting as the Mexicans loving Morrissey.
This
is their second most crazy.
That's how I got on my friends in high school, for sure.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, basically.
Sad posse?
Three, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sad posse music kids.
What was your hair like back then?
Not as cool as this. I didn't get cool until like right after high school.
Okay. Right
on. Yeah, it was just like short.
Geek to chic.
Yeah, exactly.
Congrats on that. And what an interesting chart. And we'll be right back with the movie chart.
Greetings, Chartists. I'm here to tell you about Factor. They're sponsoring today's episode, and I am a big fan of Factor. I've been subscribing myself to their meal service, and I love it. So I'm not just a podcaster. I'm a client. So eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. They're not lying right there. Every single meal is 2 minutes flat in the microwave. I wouldn't even mind cooking for 3 minutes. I mean, I have a spare minute, but no, 2 minutes, you're good. It's hot. It's delicious. It's fresh tasting. I don't know how they do it. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. I think I'm on the Protein Plus. I love it. And it feels like no two meals are alike. There's a lot of options there. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. I actually haven't taken advantage of that yet. I'm excited to. That sounds great. I have had some of their drinks. They got some like smoothies and like cold brew lattes. They're delicious, and they're just perfect on the go, super quick. I often forget to eat. I got all these podcasts I'm making, recording, editing. Oops, I'm all of a sudden starving. I have no time to eat. And Factor has been a godsend for that reason. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. And if you're looking for something even more gourmet, try these premium ingredients they have, like filet mignon shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Wow, this is giving me all sorts of ideas to upgrade my next delivery. So it's no fuss, no mess meals. Totally eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You just throw it in the microwave, and it's so good. And the textures are all right. It's not like microwave dinners of old that are like encrusted onto the plastic. No, this feels like somebody made this dinner from scratch for you and just put a little plastic over it. It's fully ready to heat up and serve. Tailored to your schedule, you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. You can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. I had to take a couple weeks off at one point. It was super easy to go to the website, just skip a week here and there. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. You say it's your Earth Day. Well, happy Earth Day to you. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. That's pretty cool. So head to factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 and use code WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Wow, that's code WhoCharted50 at factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Factor.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Brody Ray. And
Brett Morris.
And this is the Movies Chart.
The 2023 version.
Hey-o.
This is new for Brody.
Movies. They used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. Most of them, not a client. Fucking giant. Movies. Yeah. I messed it up, but there was a cue going on.
I heard it in there.
Okay.
Iron Giant, yeah, I watched that.
No, I said movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. Mm-hmm. Most of them, I'm not a client.
Banger.
People on the big screen are fucking giant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw John Wick, so that's what that reminds me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It was sick.
What a franchise. Sick, it's the only one that goes up in rating as it progresses.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Evil Dead Rise.
Oh.
No matter how busy you ever got, you always found time for me. I can't believe I'm never going to speak to you again.
McDonald's is doing Evil Dead Fries for this one.
Sounds like the worst answering machine message ever.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Oh, wow.
So, Is that based off like the Evil Dead franchise?
Yeah. Oh. It's like the latest quasi remake. I'm not sure if it was like a remake or just a continuation. But I saw it. I didn't care for it. Mm. I haven't seen all the other ones, but I saw what was the one?
Two.
Army of the Dead or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Army of Darkness.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's another one, Don't Scream, I think. And there's one and two. But I heard two is the best. Two is the best.
I heard that too. Two.
I have it on DVD. I will check it out. Check out DVD, everybody. As streaming services become more
check
and
out
more
a DVD confusing. Of a movie that we're not talking about, but it's in the same franchise.
I do have it.
What kind of DVD player do you use? Do you use a video game system? Do you use a...
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although I own several DVD players.
Ooh, brag.
How many? Well, about six or seven.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Right now I am using... You can't see it. It's back there on top of my stove.
Yes.
It's the Toshiba built-in DVD player. So you just shove the disc in the side.
The side of the
TV? Stove?
Yeah, I just shove it in the stove. I got a preheat to 425.
You got to turn the light on.
Is really what it sounded like. The only reason I knew what he meant is because I've seen the TV on his stove before.
Right. But you could see it back there, sort of. And then you shove the disc in the side of the TV.
Right.
And it plays it. And the thing is, I recommend Toshiba's highly. I mean, that thing is old, and it's still old reliable.
Still kicking.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. I remember at one of the old Earwolf iMacs, they used to have that disc system where you shove it into the side. And Cody shoved some, SD card or some other thing. He just slammed it in the side, like not laser looking
disc.
Or even thinking.
Try to jam a laser disc.
Yeah, jammed it up forever.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, you got to be gentle with it. Treat it like a lady you want to keep.
And only shove the right thing in there.
Hey, that's a rule for any date. Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, coming in at number four.
Number four.
And keep in mind, we have a chart transplant, open invitation if one of these doesn't, register for you.
Yes.
This is Book Club, the next chapter.
Oh, this is the older ladies.
Yeah.
I'm impressed I got a sequel.
Hello, you've reached the home of the retired and gifted. Where are you?
I'm in a church.
What? Are you serious?
We're looking for a venue for the wedding.
You are going to get married in a church? I'm shocked you didn't burst into flames as you crossed the threshold.
Man. It does like listening to my mom or something on the phone, but you can only hear one part of the conversation.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to respond to it.
Yeah.
All I can think of as the, sound engineer is like, that is the most... That's the tightest, driest sounding church I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
For him to go, I'm in a church, and you see in the visual, she's in this giant cathedral.
And there's no echo.
And it's just, there's zero echo.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Is that because maybe the women's voices are so weak and frail at this point? They just have a clear signal. It's crazy to me that they all signed on to do 10 of these. There's this long term contracts for everybody.
They don't mind. They're getting paid.
It's
That's
good
just
that
like
they're
a
out and about
job at that point.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's a total like Avengers movie for fans of these women, for like moms, It's they got it all. That Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, Mary Steenburgen.
That was sweet of you not to say Expendables.
That's funny.
But it's good they're out hanging around together. They're not bothering their kids on the phone.
And girls
keep busy.
I like movies like that. I like shitty road trip movies. Oh, we got four friends. We're going somewhere.
Right.
Sounds good. They eat shrooms at one point, for sure.
Right.
They should do that in this movie. If they're doing modern things, right?
Oh, really?
I feel like I've seen a trailer for something like this recently. It might have been a different but similar movie starring the exact same people.
Oh, 80 for Brady.
Yeah, exactly. 80 for Brady. There's about shrooms or shroom sequence in, I would say, over half of like you know, cookie cutter comedies these days.
There's got to be, right? Because all the writers are taking shrooms and writing from home.
Yeah,
exactly. Smoking weed doesn't make as like it's not as tantalizing anymore.
Yeah, Pineapple Express was probably what, 20 years ago or something at this point? 15 years ago? Oh my gosh,
15, 10. I think I was doing comedy when it came out. Half-baked. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's not dangerous anymore. Got to go shrooms.
Half-baked, half-baked today. Like, you know, you watch it, it's like eating apples or something. It's like a movie where they're all giggling and acting like such rebels for just, you know.
Right.
Yeah. It's so mild. I wish anyone who smoked weed did anything. I stopped smoking for a week just to accomplish some goals.
How did that work? I was thinking about doing that. Did you get a lot done?
Honestly, I kind of did. I think the problem was like, a little bit of weed is not bad, but a lot of weed definitely will just like spin me into like an ADHD zone.
Yes.
So I definitely was a little bit more productive, but just as sleepy. I take naps no matter what.
Right.
That's naps something I learned about myself.
Do you take multiple per day or you just take one nice one?
I got 8 hours of sleep and I woke up at 9 o'clock this morning and then I still went back to sleep and woke up around one.
Wow.
See, so that's you tell me. Yeah.
I go about halfway through the day, I take a nap. It helps a lot.
Yeah. I think we all should. Siestas, they were onto the right idea with that. Siestas and cartels giving musicians money.
Definitely.
Those are the two things that they do better than us.
I will say, like, I was in Spain for a little bit, like post college, and I was into, like, I was trying to just embrace as much as I could. And I thought, you know, I heard about siestas, and so I was, you know, doing what I thought everyone else was doing.
Yeah.
And sleeping for like a few hours every day. And I needed it because I was like going out and raging every night and I was like hungover. And then like I talked to someone and they're going like, no, it's just like 20 minutes or like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like
you were doing a couple hours?
Interesting.
Yeah, I was just thinking like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You know?
It's and like nap time. Yeah.
I just can't believe the culture over there, how hard they party, to how recharge. Late they stay out.
Mm.
Like they'll be eating dinner. They'll have like little kids out and about at like 2 a.m. And you're just going like, where are you making up for this with the sleep? The siesta is not enough.
Some people are lying. I would definitely be sleeping 2-3 hours for sure.
Yeah.
2 hour nap.
Mm. It's a good system though.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if they all, none of them do it? It's just a cultural caricature.
Yeah.
Right.
It's good. Like making fun of you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Chicago.
They do it to tire you out when you're there.
Right.
They make believe.
All right, coming in at number three, Super Mario Brothers movie.
Mm. Well, you got hot takes on this one? I mean, we could do the.
I haven't seen it. I haven't heard about it. I heard it. I guess it's good. I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever.
Should we do the transplant here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've heard about it enough.
Yeah.
Plus the new Zelda came out, so Mario's not even.
This is on the radar right now.
Yeah.
This is Italy related. Instead of Super Mario, we've got a yearly fireworks contest in San Severo, Italy. I will say, if you guys remember the video we looked at one time about the fight going on at that, remember that British fight in front of the gambling thing?
Oh my God. Yeah. That fight was crazy.
This is in league with that.
Wow.
Take a look.
All right, nice. Let me share my screen. You guys see that?
Yeah.
Here we go. Whoa, shit. the yearly fireworks contest.
It's basically like the running of the bulls, but with fireworks.
What the fuck?
I thought this was going to be way different.
That was going to be like up in the sky fireworks.
Yeah.
They're basically dropping 180s and black cats everywhere, and people are in the streets like trying to survive it.
This looks like the Battle of Fallujah. It's like
sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turn it up a little bit just to get a sense of the.
I'm scared to turn it up. That sound is insane.
It's just constant explosion.
But I guess it sounds like a toilet flushing. It's because it looks like a toilet flushing somehow.
It looks like you're in the inside of the toilet as it's flushing.
Yeah. That can't be safe, inhaling that smoke.
But it's like the running of the bulls, except no one's running. You're just kind of huddled there, just enduring, trying to survive all the explosions. Look at that.
The explosions the explosions are like 5 feet up from the ground.
Yeah.
These aren't fireworks as
I know. People are just lighting them where they stand and then throwing them over their head.
It's insane, but
that was chaos.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
They probably got rules.
Give it up for Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. They know how to party.
They know how to make things that are like, they know how to make things dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And say it's part of the culture for sure. Yeah. So someone dies once a year. A couple people get blinded. So what?
Yeah. Must.
They're the town heroes.
Yeah. If they're tourists, like, ship them out.
Yeah.
Man, that was just so wild.
It was extreme.
Yeah. It's just extreme. All right, come in back to the movies. Coming in at number two, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. This time they're playing Space Hog. Star-Lord.
Space Hog.
Yeah, that's the main song.
Oh, band, cool.
Met a girl, fell in love.
Sounds like an 80s movie.
But then she came back.
Yeah.
Came back a total dick.
Oh, please.
That's you Guardians of the Galaxy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is the gist of it.
No, this one has a different song.
Mm-hmm.
My sacred mission.
Yeah, they're running out of songs people know.
Yeah.
Now they're getting Steel Panther.
He just hated things the way they are.
I have not seen this one. How about you guys?
I haven't. I heard that it's good. That's about all I know. I like to laugh at what's his name's character, the wrestler, Dave Bautista.
Right.
Oh yeah.
So funny.
I've never seen a single human being who looks even remotely like Dave Bautista.
He's got a signature look.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't. You can't even identify like a country or a region of the world or anything.
I have, like, at a tap out gym or something.
Right, he was just born in there.
Yeah, like,
he's evolved for the habitat of a tap out.
Two guys were just grappling so tightly that they produced a child.
Yeah. I played a Guardians of the Galaxy video game that came out like 2 or 3 years ago. And it's like the writing on it is like really good. It's like the best writing dialogue wise I've seen in a video game probably like ever. Like I was cracking up. Like playing a video game, which is like very new for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I just hate Chris Pratt. That means he's double on the top five.
What's the Pratt problem? He's just boring.
Yeah. He played Mario. He's boring. He goes to this church that like is like anti-LGBT or whatever.
Mosaic.
Yeah.
Hillside.
Yeah. Oh, what's it called? I don't know. So one, maybe it might be Hillside or something. Okay. I don't know. He sucks, but he's so fucking funny, unfortunately.
It happens.
Yeah.
The other side gets a jokester.
It's always someone I think posted like a meme or something of like the guy who plays Jim from The Office and like the funny guys from sitcoms, like the everyday guys, like go on to like play like the CIA Marine or something in like a movie. and then just like become a person who sucks. And I guess he's on that track.
Right on.
I'm trying to get on that track.
Yeah, be fun. I always thought it'd be fun to do a shitty movie. Like, you know, you could tell from the other actors in it, like that you've fallen. But it's like some of those age well. I like some of the best movies from the 80s are those shitty action movies.
True.
Yeah. I know someone who got booked in a Hallmark movie.
Really?
And he was just like, he was pretty stoked about it because it's just like funny, hilarious to be in a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
He was also saying it's like a great gig if they like you.
Right. Yeah,
apparently, like the schedule, nice the scheduling of it, like it's the nicest possible set. Everyone's like not even like from Hollywood. Like they're just so happy to
totally.
Be there.
Right. Regularly and then, employed. Everything is mediocre. Yeah.
And apparently, like you get tons of work from it. Like they'll just have you back over and over again.
The catering is probably someone baked cookies. Someone's mom.
Right.
Cookies. they give you a thank you card after every take. Oh, thank you so much. One more.
Thank you. Every take.
Every take. Thank you. Open it.
That's really funny.
Hallmarks.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Oh, Fast X. Fast and Furious 10.
This came out and I didn't know.
It came out. Yeah. I know people who were going to see it this weekend.
Wow. Oh, sick.
Roman wasn't driving Ford Knox on wheels. It didn't.
Roman wasn't driving.
From early reviews, I can't say.
It's not one of the better ones.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Have you seen them all, Brody?
Yes.
Wow. So I heard that, down with the family.
I heard that Momoa kills it. Like, he's definitely steals the show, I heard.
That good. It's like, I didn't know he was in it until, like, maybe a week ago and I was just like passing a billboard. I'm like aggressively not on, like, the internet a lot these days.
Okay.
But, I saw the poster of him in it, and I was just like, oh, yeah. It's just like, oh, we lost Rock. Who do we put in this? Oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah, that other huge guy with nautical tattoos or whatever that is. That is good. He's a good addition. Is he going to fight Statham the way the Rock did?
I think probably. I'm going to watch it.
Is your favorite the seventh one?
I think it might be the ninth one when they send Ludacris and Tyrese to space. That's how I know people still who haven't seen
that's
any
what
of
happened
them,
on the
and
last
I'm like,
one.
What? Yeah, that's what happened. And it was great. They like officially got to a point where they like know that it's a joke, sort of. Like they've jumped the shark, but like I like this new thing where they're like they're jumping the shark on purpose. And I respect that. It's just like, yeah, we're gonna make two more at least.
Right. But you're saying like in the way that they could all survive, like falls off skyscrapers and things like that.
Yeah.
Like it's like larger than life.
Like I forgot that the first movie like didn't really involve like much violence. It truly was just a movie about street racing, and the stakes were like kind of low compared to what they are now, where they're
these
like
missions.
Basically spies. Yeah. And it's great.
Yeah, and this one I was seeing
XXX.
I was seeing the trailer in this one, and Momoa was sending out like a giant ball down the streets that was like rolling like a huge sphere. It's like not even cars anymore.
Yeah,
some like sci-fi device flying down.
Oh man, yeah, it's so stupid. I am so excited to watch it. I'm gonna go with mi familia for sure. Get some Coronas on the way.
I know that word.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, familia.
Mm-hmm.
Did you learn it from these movies?
Yes.
I learned it from the Narco Corridos. That's the movie charts.
Wild. Well, car chases will rule the summer.
I'm surprised
again.
John Wick wasn't on there.
Where's Wick on there?
He was. I mean, he was for weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
got
been
knocked
out
off
for a minute.
Okay. At least he was on there for weeks.
At least he was on there. He's been doing fast, exciting movies for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
why
I said
that. merge those franchises.
Yeah.
The natural place for it to go.
Yeah. It's what, like the old ladies all doing the same movie together. Just cram them all in there.
Yeah, put them in there too.
I bet that will happen. That just feels like the inevitable thing that action movies become one. There's Avengers.
There's fan fiction about it right now, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, one universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they all fuck.
Yeah. And guess what? We'll be right back with the hot picks.
The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who bought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify. Chances are we did.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
That Howard's first pick. This is The Dare with Girls.
Yeah.
I like the girls who do drugs. Girls with cigarettes.
Oh, I remember this.
Girls that hate cops and bad girls.
Oh, we already did it?
Girls with no bonds. Girls that's mean just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I love girls who like to fuck. That's what's up.
Yeah, this rules.
It's good, right?
This is like listening to MTV2 in like 2001.
Yeah. I think Wardell brought this.
Oh, he
for
did?
Some reason I remember that.
Okay.
It's a great song though.
He's ahead of the curve, that kid. He's in the seat. It's like what's his name? But I like it better. LCD Sound System. Mm-hmm. Kinda.
Is it one guy or is it like, it seems like it would be like three dudes, but two of them just dudes. Do computer stuff or something.
Yeah, all keyboards. I'm not sure. But good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
To bring back.
I love that.
I do like every time I hear like a new band and they kind of sound good. I'm just like, okay, but what do these guys look like? And they're like 40-year-olds with like pot bellies from like Australia or something. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have it all.
Yeah.
50 Cent said to be a superstar, you got to have the sound,
it's got to be your birthday.
The sound, the charisma, the look. It's got to be your birthday.
You got to get shot through the cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to take a bullet or more.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Foyer Red with Unwaxed Flavored Floss.
Okay.
A funny name.
Uh-oh, recorder in there.
Holy shit.
It's nice to know Twee is still around.
Yeah.
Interesting. They sound like a family band kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like if you have a weird voice, just get someone of the opposite sex with a weird voice too.
Yeah.
And boom. You're in a band. Yeah.
They remind me kind of the Shags. You know about them, the Shags?
No,
they were
not
this
really.
Band of kids where their dad like made them play and wouldn't let them listen to any other music. So
this
like wild ass album that's like hard
the
to listen
first
to.
Nice. Totally. And they had no idea. It was great. They like inspired Nirvana and stuff.
It sounds kind of like two people like on meth together.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
trying to get through a song. Like
Yeah.
They but think you can tell they know really what time signatures are and they're like trying to get weird with it.
Right.
Yeah. I would listen to this if I was in high school for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because I would think I would like supposed to, you know?
Right. Exactly. It's one of those songs where I heard it on my like recommended playlist and I just thought that sounds interesting, but then I probably will not listen again.
Totally.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Brody's pick. This is Sister Gemini with Scooter Song. This is a real deep cut. Not even released, right?
I think it's a single from, I saw this band at a house show and they were so good. They sounded like Fleetwood Mac, but they added like
healthy relationships.
Like bluegrass. Like bluegrass guitar.
Therapist. Okay, so they got a stringy kind of element.
Yeah. I think this is like an early recording before they even like completed all the members of the band, maybe. But whatever they're gonna release, I'm excited to hear it. It sounds so good.
Cool.
Was this at your house, this party?
I wish. Yeah, it's like, remember when Always came out of like Portland or whatever? And then like everyone was listening to them for a summer. Like, I feel like they're like that. Or could be.
That skipped my life, whatever that scene was.
I was busy working.
Look.
We were probably hoping that one of our summer albums was what everyone was listening to.
Yeah, we're trying
summer.
To beat that album.
Yeah.
You never heard Marry Me, Archie by Always?
Maybe.
No, I'll write that down, though. I'll listen to that after the show.
Yeah.
Marry Me, Always.
Marry Me, Archie. Wait, let me just...
That's Marry a song me. You could put on when you're trying to make out with someone and they haven't heard it before.
I don't care.
This is 8 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You've expressed explicitly your content.
Yeah, it's like a mixtape type of
this
song.
This is familiar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is that...
You know the chorus, probably.
The fact that this is eight years ago, like in other decades or whatever, that would have been a totally different sound for us. And this sounds like it could have been made today.
Yeah.
The video looks exactly like something someone would put out today.
Yeah.
Vaguely 90s retro. Like it just feels like everything's in
It's all mixed
fashion.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like these days musicians kind of have it like we do where they have to make more stuff themselves, like produce stuff, more stuff themselves.
Yeah.
And I think that like the 90s just like had this like simple era because like, you
DIY.
Know, were, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also, it's probably just because they like the 90s, honestly.
Right.
I like the 90s.
Me too.
And they're sullen. You know, they got economic challenges this generation, and there's a somberness to that music a lot.
Yeah.
It's downtrodden.
It's somber, but it feels like comforting, or it just feels like you're going on a beach trip or like a you know, road trip with your friends.
It makes you feel better about not being able to buy a house or something.
There you go. Well, the air condition doesn't work.
And that's what my comedy crowds are like these days.
It's funny though, because like my true experience of the 90s was, yes, this music existing, but not everyone in high school or whatever was all listening to this and vibing out. Like most people were still listening to rap and like,
they're probably listening to like mainstream metal from the 80s still.
Yeah.
I wish. Mm. I was begging for someone to listen to that with me.
Word.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is Iguana Death Cult with I Just Want a House. Speaking of the housing market.
Even bands like this are singing about it.
Yeah.
I can't get a house.
Just want a house, man.
It's the whole song. Of course they're post-punk.
Live in the city where the tension is rising. The constant buzz and sound is up in the air. Put on my shoes one after the other.
I wanna know
what he's doing up there. I wanna know.
I like those vocals. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. They're like fun.
I like when we can get several members of a band to sing also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's harder than it seems.
It doesn't sound exactly like just a tribute, you know, like mm-hmm. I don't know, just going through the motions of post-punk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a
like,
mix
it's
of
more
something.
Melodic. Or
yeah, it's definitely trying to be its own thing. I like it.
Yeah, I like that too. What was the band called?
Iguana Death Cult.
Death Cult, yeah. IDC.
It's kind of hard to, IDC. I mean, I feel like when I was in, you know, like the 2000s and stuff, I was all into guitar music and I didn't even know it because that's like all I listened to, but like where the guitar is like at the forefront. And it's actually kind of, I wouldn't say it's rare, but like you don't hear that on the pop charts.
Yeah, no, it's as rare as it's ever been now, guitars.
Well, there. I don't know, because it just feels like right under the surface, it's absolutely everywhere. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, to us, it's everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, especially this post-punk thing seems like have really exploded more in the last, like, you know,
eight
years.
I love post-punk.
All right, coming in number one.
Number one, this one's country, and
is it
we've
cringe?
Been doing this quiz, Brody.
Cringe or quality? Or both.
It's going to be border. It really is both.
Queens.
But
Queens.
We've been doing these quizzes where you got to try to guess what the song's going to be about from the title.
Easy.
Yeah. So this, Up Yours.
It's called Up Yours. So that's the title.
Up Yours, yeah.
It's going to be about buttholes. That's what I think.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. Got you guys.
How dare you?
It's probably going to be about work or something.
You know, the obvious implication is just up yours, fuck you, saying that to someone. You, but it's got to be more specific. I want a more specific guess than that. Like,
well, I'll tell you while you're thinking that this song is executed really, really well. I mean,
really?
it is a dumb country song, but
that's
the fact that you can't even really think of what he's going to do with Up Yours, I mean, appreciate when you hear it, what he does do with it, because it
does it go several places? Is it like about his ex-wife and his boss?
He goes to those places, but...
Yep.
You can't tell me how he goes there.
That's why, like, we're discovering. I feel like country music now.
Does he go to space at some point?
No, that's Sturgill Simpson.
Country music is like M. Night Shyamalan movies now, where like the title isn't enough. The subject isn't enough. They always have some twist on it.
I don't think
it's new though. I mean, it goes back decades.
Yeah.
But it certainly is a fun thing they do in there that they don't do in other songs too much.
All right.
Genres. But anyway,
this is the same guy who did Dick Down in Dallas.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Okay. So this is okay.
So you guys have your guesses are butthole, and what was your start?
I mean, I was trying to feel it out, but I guess just up yours, like liberals or something. You know, just to cover my bases.
Okay. All right.
Well, every day.
Everyone who's trying to tell him what to do, he's gonna say like up yours.
Okay. Well, let's hear it. It's actually romantic. Let's hear it.
Okay. Wow.
I did not see that coming.
My pole, you ain't mine no more. I've always
stirring up your memory.
Ooh.
He went toxic.
I mean,
I like that.
He flips it so many times.
So many times.
Of course, you gotta.
The answer is basically all of the above. It's like everything.
If you name your song Up Yours, you gotta use every fucking simile in the book.
But I mean, he just like, it's just the end of the sentence there. Cause then he goes, I ran into old what's her name. She keeps bringing up yours.
Yeah.
Not easy to do.
It's not easy to do because I was really racking my brain for like, what's another context that you would use that phrase, up yours?
Right.
I couldn't think of anything except like going up a chimney or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you know, he immediately found like 12 of them.
Yeah, there's the title of the song didn't come after he wrote, started writing a bit. Like that was...
Yeah, he had to find that by happenstance or something. But when I saw it too, I was like, well, this one's not going to be good. I go, this is just going to be... But then,
no, you're right. Kind of though it's like the dum dums in the genre, the one being geniuses.
They come up with the good shit.
Yeah,
I'm gonna bump that for my truck. I'm gonna buy a truck and then I'm gonna say that
just
loud
to play
for
that.
My truck. Yeah,
right on. Nice. Yeah, I like that. I mean, these guys are probably the only things. The only things that we would like coming out of these states lately. You know, I don't see any new recipes. there's no new fashion coming out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd listen to all that.
New recipes.
I mean, they got
it's
nothing.
Like so that's the antithesis to that culture. Like we have a new way of making fried chicken. Or
yeah.
All right, right. Yeah.
No interesting book cover ideas, nothing.
Right.
No new beers. Although they got to get rid of some of the ones they already have.
Oh, right. Yeah, they're working on that. They're panicking to find a new beer right now, as far as I understand.
It's like, there's a hole in the market.
We should have had a backup plan.
Yeah. Hey, I saw Joe Rogan's got a beverage. I was in a 7-Eleven.
Really? What kind of IPA is it?
Yeah.
It's called like Kill Chris. I think it's some inside joke, but it's called like Kill Chris CBD. It's got a picture of Joe Rogan's face on it.
Ugh.
The fact that it's CBD is trying to get in on the, of course.
Yeah, CBD is going mainstream.
That's so funny.
Yeah. But that was a fun one to do. It was exciting to learn all those songs and movies with you guys. Brody,
very fun.
Check out Brody on social media, also on Comedy Central's featured set.
Boom,
excited
boom, boom.
To see that. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
And I'm Start.
Yeah, only two episodes left of Off Book. So check out our last episodes as a weekly show. We're going out strong with some of our favorite guests.
Oh, yeah.
And check out Play It By Ear, which is the TV show on Dropout TV that I did with them. Same pool of people making up songs as we go. And they are surprisingly good. So check that out.
Check those out for sure. Also check out whochartedpod.com and Two Charted. Actually, an Ice Cold Fatties update on this week's Two Charted.
Yes.
So check that out when you can. And also Gripped Horse with Megan Beth Keister and Drop Date Duel. And we will see you right here next week on Who
Charted.